News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Some 12,000 persons are expected to be employed this year under the new phase of JEEP. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says over 5,000 persons are also expected to receive employment under the government's AgriParks initiative.
Another 2,000 direct and indirect jobs will be generated from the reorganized scrap metal trade. Last year, 14,000 persons were employed in the overseas employment program. Based on information from the and service in Canada and the United States, that number is projected to increase to 16,000 this year.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller was making her contribution to the 2014-2015 budget debate in Parliament Tuesday. She adds that the government will not be able to create all the jobs that the nation needs, and as such, it is crafting a business environment to foster job creation through the private sector. Public sector workers will receive the second of three one-off payments of $25,000 from the government in August this year. The payment is part of an agreement reached between the government and trade unions representing public sector workers. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says the total payment will amount to $2.8 billion. In her recent budget debate presentation in the House of Representatives, Mrs. Simpson-Miller said the administration has honored its commitment to preserving the jobs of public sector workers and avoiding the stress of mass redundancy.
We have honored our commitment to transforming the lives of our people through the removal of zinc fences, building roads, schools, and refurbishing health centers.
The government remains committed to creating the environment that will accommodate private sector input, securing sustained economic growth for Jamaica. Labour and Social Security Minister Derek Kellyer says this will contribute to raising private sector confidence, resulting in more investments by stakeholders.
We believe very firmly that once the environment is in place, the private sector can confidently be put to work in the form of investments, innovations, research and development so as to provide the much needed jobs, the economic development, and indeed productivity enhancements.
Minister Kellyer was speaking at the recent Make Your Mark Consultants Annual Middle Managers Seminar in Kingston. A number of innovators in the creative industries have been pre-qualified for an Exim Bank Creative Industries loan of up to $2 million. The loan will be disbursed at a special concessionary rate of 9.5%. The beneficiaries are among entrants in the Jamaica Intellectual Property Office JIPO, Authentic Jamaica Design Competition, which provided cash prizes of over $2 million to winners.
This initiative provided an excellent platform for unearthing new creative talent. The high level of innovation in the entries underscores the fact that there is no shortage of creative talent in this country. As government, we are committed to ensuring the highest level of intellectual property protection for the Jamaican creative and cultural industry.
Industry Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton speaking at the recent awards ceremony. And rainwater harvesting systems valuing a total of $64 million are to be established this year. This as part of efforts to reduce the effects of climate change on the agricultural sector. Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Roger Clark says the allocation will also fund training for farmers and other sector stakeholders in smart agricultural practices and proper water and land management, as well as promote more efficient use of water through drip irrigation systems. He says the government has spent over $5 billion to install new irrigation systems in the last 10 years to ensure sustainable agriculture through the reduction of dependence on rainfall. Minister Clark was making his contribution to the 2014-2015 budget debate in the House of Representatives recently. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Carlene Brown-Thompson.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
The care and protection of our children is everybody's business. The Office of the Children's Registry now has responsibility for the Ananda Alert System and stands ready to assist with the safe and speedy recovery of every missing child. Report cases of missing children to the OCR by calling 1-888-PROTECT or call the police at 119. Or email us at anandaalert@ocr.gov.jm with details about the child. Be the change. help us bring our children home.